Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
We're going to open with the use of hymn 135. Hymn 135. When we opened the San Luis Obispo Convention, we had observed the passing of Brother Larry Davis, who was always at that convention, used to live in that city. And we didn't know at that time we would be missing Brother Nicora. We knew he was ill, but I was surprised he passed so quickly. And we received an email that evening, late that evening, some of the Herald brethren that are involved with Brother Michael, about his passing. That was November 4th that he passed away. So we thought we would do at least this morning what we did then, and that is display a remembrance of Brother Michael and just some comments about him. Now, you may know that Brother Michael said to all the brethren, he quoted something that I won't quote as elegantly, but he said, "Don't sorrow or grieve for what is over, but be glad for that it happened." And of course, he was referring to his life. And he was not one to make great display. But after he passed, I got something in the mail from one of his close friends, a close friend that he may never have actually seen in the flesh. And that was for Brother Harrison Pierce Reed. Now, maybe you know about him, maybe you don't, but he's a brother in the East. He's a brother who cannot get out to see anybody. He's very bright, but he does have some emotional limitations, and as he's described to me in detail. But he worked closely with Brother Michael, and he sent me a long 4-page letter after Brother Michael's passing. And he told me something I didn't know. And he said, here's two scriptures that Brother Michael always seemed to feel were key scriptures in his life. One of them is Joshua 23:14, and interestingly, it's about a passing. It says, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Jehovah your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass, and not one thing hath failed thereof." And Michael, of course, was a person that applied himself assiduously to his duties and responsibilities. And he kept some of us in line in that way, too. You know, he had a way of making sure he followed up on our duties and responsibilities. And sometimes when I think I'm a little behind, I think, well, I think of Michael as my example to catch up and try to be a little bit more faithful. So that's a good text to remember his passing. Not one good thing has failed us of all that Jehovah promised. And so our part is to try to come through with responsibilities that we may have. Now there's another text that Harrison said was very keen to Brother Michael, and that was 1 Corinthians 10:13. But I'm going to hold that for just a moment, because it ties into our manna text, which we'll have read later. But here's two things that Harrison said about Brother Michael, and I thought these were perhaps as good a tribute as I could suggest. "I shall always remember the lessons he taught me, the which set me free at long last from rigid dogmatism. I," this is Harrison now, "came through the society and then through the Layman's Home Missionary Movement, two of the most absolute systems of doctrine, where to deviate even slightly in a particular was tantamount in effect to rebelling or even traitorously acting against Jehovah's arrangements, where everything was carefully laid out and set in order for you. Here's what you're to believe and why you're to believe it. This is not an easy mindset to break, in large part because it feeds into the desire for security and assurance. Once, when I told him," well now, That was a lesson he learned from Michael to break through that. And he did. I was a little surprised. I've had correspondence from him before. I knew his background. But in the more recent correspondence, it has been a little different tone. So it was interesting. Now, he relates this, what I think is a little bit of a humorous episode. Once when I told him that his argument was weak, because Harrison said Michael used to frequently exchange views with him, maybe that Harrison didn't agree with, he said, Michael responded, "Well, dear brother, when a weak argument is all you have, you run with that. If I had a better one to make a stronger case, I would have presented it." But Harrison, summary, what he showed me was, it is okay to come away with divergent views and yet convergent love. And I don't aim to forget that lesson. Now, Brother Harrison has been very, very helpful in proofreading and doing what he could in his isolated state. And he is very particular and very thorough and very responsible in his work. Kind of reminds me of Brother Michael in that respect. Now, here's the second text. It's from 1 Corinthians 10:13. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also so arrange the issue that you may be able to bear it." And I remember sometimes when brethren would write into Brother Russell about a difficulty, and he would advise, take the matter to the Lord, ask him to remove everything that would not be to your welfare, and that which remains give you the strength to bear it. And I'm sure he was drawing from this text. Now, we have a text today in our manna comment which is kind of tied into this, and we'll ask Brother Bernard if he would read that for us.
Manna text, November 25th. "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." James 1:13. There is a difference between temptation, which the Father considers proper, and temptations which come from the adversary. The former are tests of loyalty to God and to the principles of righteousness, and are intended to be a blessing and a help to all those who withstand them, and who thus demonstrate their loyalty to righteousness. The temptations of Satan, on the contrary, are in the nature of pitfalls and snares in evil and wrongdoing, temptations to make right appear wrong and wrong appear right, putting light for darkness and darkness for light. In this sense of misrepresentation and ensnarements in evil, God tempteth no man.
Thank you, Brother Bernard. We're going to continue with hymn number 290, which is a hymn that I recall Brother Michael using in one of his last services to us. It was a service about blood. And he remembered this hymn in particular. Not only did he use it, but he had several comments about it. And we'd like to use that. And that's 290. And we're going to sing the first two and the last verse. The first two and the last. I think it's the same. Yeah, it should be the cleansing fountain. Yeah.
Filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel.
thy power to save. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, lies silent in the grave, lies silent in the grave. When this poor lisping, you know, in Hebrews, we have a text that says we have a cloud of witnesses, those from the Old Testament that have passed on. And I think when Paul spoke that, of course, those were the heroes of faith that he thought of most directly. Well, I can't help but think that as so many years have gone by and we've lost so many that are close and well-known and have labored so well for our Lord and our cause, that we have an increasing cloud of witnesses too, and I think Brother Michael is among them. Now, you probably have certain brethren that you remember well that have passed beyond, that you think of from time to time, and how they would have done something, and what they said, and how their disposition was, and how they were encouraging to you. I do. I have a cloud of witnesses that I think of that way, and he is the most recent addition to that cloud. Now, we're going to have a closing prayer for this, and an opening prayer for the next service, which is by Brother Brad Bach, and that's going to be on He Keepeth All His Bones. And for that prayer, and then we're going to have an opening hymn after the prayer, we'd like to ask if Brother Sean could come forward and ask the Lord's blessing upon Brother Bach's service.
Our gracious and all-wise Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this privilege in order to assemble one with another this bright new morning. We ask for thy direction upon the thoughts and words of Brother Brad, and that each of us here present might be able to assemble and collect the thoughts together and apply them. We are also cheered in our hearts, as was mentioned, about these dear ones who real stalwarts, pillars in the truth that have really encouraged us to tread forward. We do pray for thy glorious kingdom, thy direction upon all thy children throughout all the corners of this earth, and we ask for forgiveness for shortcomings that we've committed. And we do look for thy mercy and thy kindness, and we are so thankful for thy divine government that is going to regulate and rehabilitate everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We'd like to open Brother Brad's service with hymn 132, verses 1 and 2. Hymn 132, verses 1 and 2.